Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Iran has launched an aerial attack on Israel involving drones and missiles. Witnesses have described the sound of explosions in the skies above Jerusalem as Israeli air defences intercepted multiple drones. A statement by Iran's Revolutionary Guard said the attack was in response to what it called various Israeli crimes. Earlier, in an address to the nation, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the military was ready for any scenario. Our correspondent, James Landale, is in Jerusalem.
We are in uncharted waters here now, a war that has been a covert war that has been in parts a shadow war is now an overt war. And what depends now, what matters now, is how effective this Iranian strike is. And that will then shape Israel's response. And at the moment, we simply don't know the answer to both those questions. I think there will be a lot of questions tonight about who knew what and when and what warnings were given. But equally, that will all be secondary to what actually happens.
Our Middle East editor, Sebastian Usher, looks at the possible implication of Iran's move.
The questions, obviously, that arise in this is how measured, how worked out is this response from Iran? Is there built into this the fact, the idea that Israel and its allies will be able to shoot down virtually all of the drones, which essentially will mean that very little damage, in which case Iran, as it's already done, can essentially say, we have provided our response, and this is an end to it. Now, Israel, if there is damage, if there are casualties, will obviously take it much more seriously. I mean, this is a terrible kind of card game that's being played. They will see Iran's hand, and they will play a higher hand. That's quite possible.
The US President Joe Biden has cut short a weekend trip to return to the White House for urgent discussions on the situation. Here's Will Vernon.
Joe Biden had been planning to spend the weekend at his beach residence in Delaware, but cut short the trip to return to the White House. American fighter jets and naval assets are in the region, poised to help shoot down any incoming missiles threatening Israeli territory. It's likely the Iranians will refrain from directly targeting US forces, despite claiming that America bears responsibility for a recent airstrike on an embassy building in Damascus. It is widely believed that Israel carried out the attack, which reportedly killed several officers from the Iranian Revolutionary Guards.
Egypt says it's put its air defences on maximum alert in response to the Iranian attack on Israel. The government in Cairo has called for utmost restraint to spare the region and its people from further instability. BBC News. A boat with the bodies of 20 people, believed to be migrants from Haiti, has been found on a river in Brazil's Amazon rainforest region. Police in the northern state of Pará said the bodies were in an advanced state of decomposition and showed signs of dehydration and hunger. The boat was adrift on a deserted beach. A number of Haiti's new transitional council says the government of the outgoing Prime Minister Ariel Henry is blocking the naming and swearing in of the body. The council is meant to restore order to the country, which has been stricken by gang violence, and organise elections. One of its members, Leslie Voltaire, accused Mr. Henry of delaying the process. Australian police say the man who carried out a stabbing attack at a shopping centre in Sydney that left six people dead had mental health issues and was known to the authorities. The 40-year-old assailant who was shot dead has been identified as Joel Cowkey from the state of Queensland. Eight people are being treated in hospital. Australia's Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, hailed the bravery of ordinary people.
Some of the footage is quite extraordinary. Staff for whom this should have been a normal shift, shoppers peacefully going about their lives, and yet for these Australians, their first instinct in the face of danger was to help someone else. That is what we hold on to tonight as Australians. That's confirmation of who we are. Brave, strong, together.
Emergency services in Russia say they've evacuated thousands of people from the southern Urals region as floodwaters continue to rise there. Residents in the city of Orenburg have been using dinghies to rescue their belongings amid fears of looting. The Ural River flows through the city centre and is now 12 metres above the level considered critical. That's the latest. BBC News.